Welcome back here in the huddle, 101.3 The Game and 101.3thegame.com. I know we just finished the top 4-4, so much football still to come, but the number one story in the top 4-4 was the Red Sox getting their 101st win last night against the Blue Jays. And Arnie, you had brought this up a couple weeks ago to us when you talked about, hey, Brady, did you see the new book that just came out? There was a talk about David Ortiz and a possible gambling connection. Well, that new book that had mentioned that is called Baseball Cop, The Dark Side of America's National Pastime. I had to get the author on. We tracked him down. It's Eddie Dominguez. Arnie, Rich, I had a chance to talk to him earlier today. So here's how that went. I started out simply by saying, Eddie, thanks for being with us. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good as well. I appreciate you joining us. First off, so you were on the first Department of Investigations task force, which was tasked with the task of trying to clean up baseball. How dark is the underbelly of Major League Baseball?
It's very dark. I mean, the book is about the integrity of the national pastime, baseball. And it starts back in 1999 when I became a resident security agent for Major League Baseball. What that is every team in every city where there's a Major League ball club has an active law enforcement officer that acts as the eyes and ears of the commissioner's office. I was a member of that prior to the Mitchell report. The Mitchell report came about after congressional hearings were held in 2005, because not only did Congress, but a lot of the fans believed that Bud Selig and Major League Baseball were turning a blind eye on the use of PEDs. Later, late in 2007, George Mitchell came back with a 407-page report, and the report outlined not only PED use, but a lot of other questionable actions by baseball concerning different issues that put into question the integrity of our game, of our national pastime. Soon thereafter, Bud Selig testified once again in front of Congress and said that he accepted Mitchell's report and would not only take into consideration, but put into action all the recommendations. One of the recommendations was to form the Department of Investigations, and we were to be an autonomous unit working hand in hand with law enforcement. And we hit the ground running.
Is the biggest problem facing baseball's underbelly, is it performance-enhancing drugs? Is it the way that players are brought over from Latin American countries? We know that to be a shady business. Is it minor league, the wage scale? What is the biggest underbelly issue for baseball?
There are so many different issues that you can read at Baseball Cop. The ones you just outlined are some of them. I believe that, you know, the PEDs is there. It's as big as ever. We quote a lot of people with expertise in the field, including Anthony Bosch. Anthony Bosch became famous as a result of Alex Rodriguez. Anthony Bosch was a PED distributor based out of Miami and was at the center of the Biogenesis investigation that ended up with his arrest and the arrest of his co-conspirators, but also with the suspension of 14 ball players, 13 of which never tested positive, including Alex Rodriguez. In Anthony Bosch's estimate, he estimates that about 70% of Major League Baseball ballplayers are using PEDs. So, yes, that is obviously an issue that should concern anybody that believes in the fairness of sports and the integrity of sports. But along with the PEDs, there are numerous other issues, including the human trafficking that you just talked about. The Cuban ball players can only get out of Cuba one of two ways. Either they're smugglers, bring them out of the country, or when they are in a country such as the United States, they can try to seek asylum. That is very difficult because they're watched, because I did security for the Cuban team when they came here for the World Baseball Classic. Mm. And it's almost impossible for them to get away from, you know, the government officials that travel with them.
What is the feedback been like? The book's been out for 2.5 weeks or so. What's the feedback been like?
I'm getting a lot of text messages and phone calls from former individuals that work in Major League Baseball applauding the book, telling me that, you know, it's about time that, somebody told the story. And I think when people read the book, if they really love sports, if they love the beauty of sports as I do, if they love baseball and what it means to our country, I think that they will agree that it's time that someone take another hard look, maybe the Congress, at what's going on behind the scenes.
Eddie, you worked at Fenway Park before. You have a thick Boston accent. Was it hard for you to I don't know if go against baseball is the word. Was it hard for you to go and find some of the things that you found?
No, it wasn't. And the reason being, I try to be as professional as I can. And obviously, I was raised in Boston. I was born in Cuba, but raised in Boston. And I am a Boston fan. But I tried to have that never get in the way of my job. My job, I believe, as Mitchell's report says, is to find all things that bring into question the integrity of the game. And I had no problem, I saw it as my job to do just that.
Eddie, I'll get you out of here on this. I referenced at the beginning the David Ortiz gambling story. We touched on it a week ago, but didn't quite know enough about it. What exactly was going on with David Ortiz, his associates involving gambling?
Well, that's just a small part of the book. Obviously, it caught fire here in the Boston area because of David. David and I, you know, have dealt with each other on numerous occasions. This happens to be an individual that was hanging around with him. That's one of the things I had to do is be the eyes and ears of baseball. And I had informants that knew about him, and the things that he was doing were shady, at least, criminal, in a lot of cases. He ended up being deported. He had assumed the name, of an individual. Munga is, David's friend. He's Dominican, but he assumed the name of a Puerto Rican, male. Unfortunately for him, he didn't do his homework because this individual had trafficking, cocaine cases in Puerto Rico. That led to me giving law enforcement, ICE agents, the information, and he ended up being deported. The gambling is brought up in the book to show the way that investigations were followed through by the security department. Now, again, I was the eyes and ears, so I reported what was going on to my supervisors in New York. And they chose to come to Boston and in Tito Francona's office, tell David about the investigation. Soon thereafter, the bookie at the place where Munga was placing the bets closed the shop because he had been alerted that we were watching him. That's just to show it. I have no information that David was gambling, none, and I make that clear in the book. But it just goes to show how they used to handle investigations prior to the Department of Investigations being formed.
It's fascinating stuff. Eddie Dominguez is the author. The book is called Baseball Cop, The Dark Side of America's National Pastime. It's a great read. It just came out 2 weeks ago or so. You can pick it up, and I encourage you to do so. It's fascinating. I'm looking forward to finishing it up here in the near future. Eddie Dominguez, thanks so much for the time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.